Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This episode is a personal piece from Peter McCoy to introduce us to the idea of his organization, Radical Mycology, and to support a campaign that's currently going on to raise the funds to produce a new book on how we can use fungi, mushrooms, mycelium to change the world. And after trading some messages with Peter, I want to bring him back on the show later to do a full interview to discuss these ideas. I know a number of you are interested in mushrooms, mushroom cultivation, and what we can do with them in a permaculture design. The big name that continually comes up for someone to talk to is Paul Stamets. But I know that there are a lot of other people on the ground doing good work. And as I've done my own research to find more information about many of these ideas, there's not as much out there as I would like. And as with so many things, if we are going to build a better world, we need to help those who can help us make that happen. And that's why I like Peter and the work that he's doing. So have a listen and check out his and the organization Radical Mycology's work. Oh, and Peter gives us kind of a nice send-off at the end that's kind of personal. So there are no updates or any other information at the end of this. I'll join you again on the last day of the year for that recap of 2013 to look forward into 2014. May you all, in that time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other. And here's Mr. McCoy.
My name is Peter McCoy, and mushrooms are my favorite teachers. Since I was a child, I have been fascinated by the greater fungi, the mushrooms. These mysterious organisms and their strange habits have intrigued me to no end. My family, however, like all those I grew up around, knew nothing of mushrooms or fungi in general. I was taught to fear wild mushrooms and to never, never eat them except at the salad bar. But my parents' warnings only added to my curiosity, and with nobody to teach or guide me in this fascinating new world of science, I started to teach myself at the age of 15. I was alone in a sea of myco-curiosity with only my library card to guide me, so I soon set up a makeshift mushroom lab and dove right in, trying several cultivation attempts and failing miserably each time. But as the years progressed, I would read any book on mushrooms that came my way and would work to further hone my cultivation skills. Since that time, mycology has remained one of the most fascinating subjects I have ever explored. And today, I see fungi as great healers and teachers with many lessons and gifts to offer both myself and the world at large. I am constantly amazed by the potential that fungi hold for addressing many global issues, such as resolving food scarcity and remediating and restoring damaged environments. Now today, over 13 years later, I regularly teach multi-day mushroom cultivation and remediation courses in the U.S. and abroad while organizing a volunteer-run project called Radical Mycology. Radical Mycology was started in 2006 by my friend Maya and I when we met in Olympia, Washington. Maya was the first person I had ever met that shared my passion for mycology while realizing its implications for addressing issues related to environmental and social justice work. The first time we had a discussion on the topic of mycology, we realized that not only had both of us long believed in the power of fungi for making the world a better place, but that we had also long thought that we were the only people in the world to feel that way. Since that time, we have learned this is not an uncommon thought among many avid mycologists. Part of the work that we do through Radical Mycology is bring together people that shared these ideas. At the time, both Maya and I were involved in various organizations that worked on forest protection and community resiliency and solidarity issues. We knew that mycology was a missing component in discussions on these topics, and together we felt compelled to share our ideas with the community of activists and earth stewards we worked with. Today, over 7 years later, we are continuing to spread information about the numerous benefits of the fungal kingdom while fostering a community of amateur mycologists and grassroots myco- and bioremediators around the world. The mission of Radical Mycology is to educate the world on the benefits of the fungal kingdom for personal, societal, and ecological well-being. Our work is based on the belief that learning mushroom cultivation and the applications of fungi will be central to future discussions on addressing global issues such as food sovereignty, water scarcity, soil fertility, and healing damaged environments. Radical Mycology is a grassroots organization, and we use a ground-up approach at teaching these many applications for using fungi. We believe that mycological information should be free, easy to understand, and cheap to implement. We also emphasize a biocentric philosophy that recognizes and respects the interdependence of all life. This is something the mushrooms embody and something we try to mimic in our organizational structure. We do not see using mushrooms as a silver bullet to addressing the world's concerns, however, but we do strongly believe that grassroots mycology is a powerful tool for the Earth Healer Toolbox, but sadly one that is often missing. So how can mushrooms help make the world a better place? The answers to that question are numerous and always expanding as the world of mycological understanding grows daily. However, we can highlight some of the more incredible aspects of fungi by breaking them down into their personal, societal, and ecological implications. On the personal level, interacting with fungi cultivates a greater respect for the natural world in the amateur mycologist, while also providing the ability to live a healthy and self-reliant lifestyle. Mushrooms are highly nutritious, protein and vitamin D-rich foods that can be grown off almost any agricultural or paper waste product. Mushroom cultivation is a key step in efficient nutrient cycling and food production systems that should be applied in almost any gardening, farming, and permacultural project. Further, many mushroom cultivation strategies can be done at a very low cost, with a minimum energy input, an off-the-grid, and a set-and-forget style of method that is still highly productive. Most edible mushrooms are also incredibly powerful natural medicines. Studies show time and again that many of these fungi have the power to reduce tumor recurrence rates, extend life expectancy in post-chemotherapy and radiation treatments, to boost immune system functionality, and to reverse the signs of many neurological and psychological disorders. For example, in Japan, an extract of the turkey tail mushroom, known as polysaccharide K, or PSK, is regularly prescribed as an adjunct for chemotherapy treatment and is covered by the government-issued health insurance. Some mushrooms can be used for making natural dyes, paint pigments, paper, clothing items, housing insulation, and even furniture, all adding to the utilitarian uses of the fungal kingdom. Mushroom identification and foraging not only provides a means to access the gifts of the fungi, but also instills several unexpected connections with the natural world in the hunter. As one becomes skilled in mushroom hunting, they not only become more aware of the natural environment, the seasons, plants, trees, and weather that the fungi associate with, but also of an ancestral hunting and gathering instinct that is increasingly being lost in a world and culture where food is not grown or harvested, but provided at leisure. I love mushroom hunting because it hones my focus and allows me to go into a sort of moving meditation that taps into my inner instincts. Lastly, through the study of the science of mycology, one learns that all things are truly connected and to respect the interdependence of the natural world. The mycelium that comprises the majority of the mushroom's body is a dense network of tissue that permeates and connects the organisms in a healthy forest or ecosystem. These mycelial networks, through the nature of their biology and roles in nature, exemplify the concept of a connected world and show the student of mycology that such cooperations are the most successful strategies for survival. On a societal level, this understanding of cooperating for collective resiliency extends to many aspects of human activity, not to mention to the entire web of life on the planet. As the world continues to progress towards peak fuel, peak soil, peak water, and other environmental crises, it will become increasingly imperative to provide tangible solutions to these issues. Ethos behind the Radical Mycology Project is one such solution. Fungi can be grown on weeds such as scotch broom and water hyacinth, with potential to help end world hunger. Mushroom cultivation allows for a variety of community resource intersections that can help support and sustain local economies while creating novel waste management industries in the process. And by mimicking the decentralized, non-hierarchical, and cooperative structure of the mushroom's mycelial network, communities would be better suited to develop a more representative democratic structure in which the opinion of each individual can be heard and respected. Ecologically, the fungi provide numerous means of increasing the health of a given natural system. This is what I see to be the main role of fungi in the natural world, to balance and preserve the health of the habitats that they dwell within. At the root level, mycorrhizal fungi develop intimate symbiotic relationships with plants. These relationships facilitate a mutually beneficial nutrient exchange between the two organisms. The mycelium of the fungi, by being able to grow faster and smaller than the roots of plants, essentially increase the surface area of the plant's rootstock exponentially. In turn, this increases both nutrient usage and productivity while building resistance to drought and disease, and at the same time reducing the need for fertilizer input. These fungi also increase soil structure and porosity, helping build the microbial ecology of the soil while reducing erosion and topsoil loss. These fungi are very easy to grow and provide these benefits and more to nearly all plants, especially those used to produce food and medicine. The decomposing fungi, on the other hand, essentially turn dead organic material into fresh topsoil for new life to flourish in. However, these fungi also provide the means for remediating and restoring damaged habitats. The decomposing fungi produce powerful digestive enzymes that turn toxic chemicals into simpler, non-toxic products. This process, known as fungal remediation or mycoremediation, is relatively simple to apply once thoroughly understood and can be quite effective on a grassroots community level. In fact, this ability of the fungi is one of the main reasons behind the development of the Radical Mycology Project. Maya and I realized that the skills behind simple mushroom cultivation and remediation could change the world, but that the biggest hurdle for most people was access to understandable information. This is why we started the Radical Mycology Project, to educate the world on the many uses and benefits of fungi for humans and all of the Earth's inhabitants. The main ways that we have accomplished this goal thus far are through the constant expansion of our website, radicalmycology.com, and by organizing internationally attended and donation-based events called the Radical Mycology Convergences. You can learn more about this event at radicalmycologyconvergence.com. The next big phase in advancing a grassroots mycological movement will be the production of the Radical Mycology book. This book will be unlike anything currently available on the subject, as it will not only provide a deep understanding on the theory and practice of the uses of fungi I have covered so far, but it will also provide an in-depth analysis for the need to create a drastic cultural shift in the West's perception of fungi as something mysterious and taboo to a topic of inspiration and positive transformation. To produce this book, we have recently launched a crowdfunding campaign to collectively fund the book's production. Donors to the campaign will not only receive unique gifts such as copies of the book, original artwork, informational tools, and cultivation equipment, but will also be contributing to the development of a radical mycology community. For more information about this campaign, ways to contribute, and how to share the information about this book and project on the internet can be found in the links associated with the text of this podcast. Or you can visit radicalmycology.com. There you'll find an image to the right of the website linking you to the campaign's homepage on Indiegogo.com. If you are new to the fascinating world of mycology, I hope that this short intro to the topic has spurred some interest in you to explore it further. Mycology is one of the youngest natural sciences and one of the few fields of science that the amateur can actively help advance. New species of fungi, as well as their ecological roles and human applications, are being discovered all the time. I encourage all those that are interested in the subject to join their local mycological society or to come to the 2014 Radical Mycology Convergence to learn more, make connections, and spread the spores of mycology to their part of the world. There's much to learn when one dives into the mysterious world of mycology, but just know that you are not alone in being overwhelmed. I'm so excited to be a part of this wonderful time in history when human culture is shifting in so many directions so rapidly. And I know that the uses of fungi and their many applications to the life of humans and all the Earth's inhabitants will only become clearer and clearer as the years progress. It's certainly an exciting time to be alive in this world, and it's certainly an exciting time to engage in the wonderful world of mycology. In sporidarity, via our psyllium, and with much love, this is Peter McCoy with the Radical Mycology Project, saying to the future, but for the fungi.
And that little bit of legal. The Permaculture Podcast is released under Creative Commons, Attribution, No Derivatives, Non-Commercial License. Feel free to share it. Just tell people where you got it from and don't change or sell it.